And we're holding on Mem Gimel Amud Beis by the two dots, so just past the middle of the Amud. The Mishnah had said, Ha'ish Mekadosh Es Bitoy, that a man can accept Kiddushin on behalf of his daughter when she's a Naira. So let's analyze that point. The Gemara says, Tnan Hasam. Now we learn in a Mishnah in Gittin, Naira Hamayros, Sehiva Via Mekablon Es Gita. When it comes to a get, then a Naira Hamayros, either she or her father can receive the get. Now it has to be Ma'irasa, because if she's already fully married, then she's out of her father's rishus, then her father can't receive the get on her behalf anymore unless she explicitly makes a mashliach, but we're not talking about that. We're talking about just by default. So it has to be that she's Ma'irasa. The fact that we're saying over here Naira, you have the question whether the same thing applies to a ketana. Rashi over here says that if she's a ketana, then for sure we're going to have now a machlokas Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim regarding a naira. But when it comes to a ketana, Rashi says everybody would agree that only her father could receive it, not her herself, because she's a ketana, she doesn't yet have a yad to receive a get. So now we're going to talk about soon what it is as far as kedushin. In any case, that's what Rashi says over here. Rashi and Gittin had said differently, actually. He had said that a ketana there could receive her get. So we learned about it in Gittin. We had a long discussion about it. Tosfos, in fact, said that Rashi changed his mind, whether the ketana herself can receive her get. And then there's various ways Acharonim talk about possibilities of how to reconcile the two statements of Rashi. Whatever the case, there is in fact a machlokas Rishonim whether a ketana is able to receive her own get or whether only her father can receive it on her behalf. But here we're saying a naira, the Tanakhama says she can receive it herself. She's already, after all, she's a naira. She's already after bas mitzvah, so therefore she's able to receive it herself. And the Tanakhama is saying that in addition also her father can still receive it because, again, being a naira and being only ma'urasa, not nesua, then she's still, now that she's divorced, she's returning to her father's rishus. On the other hand, Omer Rabbi Yehuda, but Rabbi Yehuda disagrees and says, no, ein shtei yadayim zeiches ke'echad. No, you can't have two yadayim, that two people who have the ability to be zeicha as one, meaning in the same person, ela via makabalas gita, only her father can receive her get on her behalf. She herself cannot yet. She's already a gdola. Doesn't matter. Rabbi Yehuda says, That doesn't matter. The fact is, it's still only her father. So the Gemara in Gittin had explained, we'd learned it over there, that basically the Chachamim hold that what the Torah is saying is, in a case where she's a Naira, she herself, of course, has a Yad, being a Gdola. In addition, we're also granting her father still has a Yad to be in her place. And Rabbi Yehuda holds that no, as long as her father is in the picture, then her Yad itself doesn't count at all. And then there's various ways that Rishonim learn those two different opinions. Whatever the case, the point is that's as far as Gerushin. Now, we being now in the Sechta Kiddushin, so now we have to talk about, the relevance of that to Kiddushin, but first, finishing off the Mishnah, Ella Avia Makabel's Gita, so rather Rabbi Yehuda says only her father could receive her get. And furthermore, another din, v'chol she'edi yecholah lishmer es gita, furthermore, if the girl is not able to watch her own get, even if she's older than that, meaning, for example, she's older, but she's a shoita, and she can't tell the difference between a get and some other document or some other item, edi yecholah iskarish, then you can't divorce her at all. Rashi learns that it means you can't divorce her at all, period, even through her father, because we learned about this in Gittin, you have the concept where the pasuk says, v'shilcha mibesai, after a get, the husband sends her away from his house. In other words, it has to be, for her to be able to be divorced, it has to be that she has enough das to understand that this divorce is, that's it, I'm not returning to this house, I'm returning to my father's house or wherever I'm going to live now. And a shoita is unable to do that, therefore you can't divorce a shoita. That's a point of Rashi. Tosfos disagrees and brings from a Yerushalmi and from other sources that, in fact, if we're talking about that the gerushin is being accomplished through her father, if you're giving the get, if the get is being given to her father, then it would work even with a shoita, because fine, she herself may not understand, but that's fine. Her father understands, and he'll be able to prevent her from returning there. So therefore, so when she's a ketana or a naira and giving it to her father, then it would work even though she's a shoita. When she's a begeris, then yeah, it's true. Then in that case, then of course the father's not in the picture anymore as far as gerushin. So therefore, then you wouldn't be able to then he wouldn't be able to divorce her. Okay. So now, does this machloikas affect kiddushin as well? So that's what the Gemara is going to discuss now. The same machloikas that we have as far as a get, where the chachamim again hold when it comes to a naira that her father or her can receive the get. And Rabbi Yehuda holds, no, only the father, not her. The same machloikas, says Rish Lakish, you have by kiddushin as well. With the difference, Tosva says a little further in the sugya that if we say that by a katana herself she's able to receive her get, again we said that Rashi himself, Tosfos learns that Rashi himself changed his mind, they would agree, everybody would agree within Rish Lakish's opinion though that by kiddushin the katana can't receive it without her father's das. But anyway, the point is Rish Lakish says other than that, the same machloikas would apply that according to the Chachamim, a naira would be able to receive her own kiddushin with or without her father's das, whereas according to Rabbi Yehuda, only with her father's das. So her father could tell her, go receive your kiddushin. That works even with a ketana. And we'll talk about later on the possibility that maybe it could even be that the kiddushin was originally done without his das, and later on he finds about it and approves. That might also work, but in any case, Rish Lakish is saying, if the father disapproves, then it's not going to work as long as she's a naira. According to Rish Lakish, according to the Chachamim, it would work, and according to the Yehuda, it would not. Rabbi Yochanan Omer, machlokas legerushin. On the other hand, Rabbi Yochanan says, no, the machlokas is only as far as gerushin, aval kiddushin, but when it comes to receiving kiddushin, divra hakol, avia v'loihi, everybody would agree that even by a naira, only her father can receive her kiddushin on her behalf, not her. Aye, she's a gdola. We're going to explain now why that is. Why would Rabbi Yochanan say that, given that she's already a gdola for many purposes in halacha, she's already chayiv in mitzvahs, why would she not be able to receive her own kiddushin without her father's rishus? So Omer Rabbi Yosi Reb Chanina, my time with Rabbi Yochanan. So Rabbi Yosi Reb Chanina explains why does Rabbi Yochanan say that. Aliba de Rabbanan, that is, why does he explain that even the Chachamim would say that, but the Chachamim would say that the girl can receive her own get, but she can't receive her own kiddushin. The reason is, gerushin demachneses atzma lo rishus aviyah. Because when it comes to gerushin, she's actually being a naira and being only an arusa, she's bringing herself back into her father's rishus. For example, until now, as a naira hamayrosa, as far as nedarim, for example, it took her father and her chosen together to do it, as we learned in Masechta Nedarim. As opposed to now, after her gerushin, she's completely returning to her father's rishus, and it'll be her father's exclusive right to do that again. So therefore, so, and she's going to be completely back in his rishus. Even, for example, you have various other things that still continue to stop applying when she becomes meureses. Most of them not. For example, we said we've learned before that her father still supports her. Her maisia deha goes to her father and so forth. But fine, in any case, the gerushin undoes anything that had been accomplished until now and makes it that now completely she's in her father's rishus. So therefore, since that's the case, then therefore bein he or bein aviyah, then either she or her father could accomplish that because, in other words, her father appreciates that. Not really appreciates, I'm sure he doesn't want to see his daughter divorced, but the point is, in other words, he benefits from it in that she's returning to his rishus. Therefore, she could receive it without him saying so, because the fact is she is returning to his rishus. Kiddushin, the mafkas, atzma, mirishus aviyah. But on the other hand, kiddushin, she's taking herself out of her father's rishus. Now, taking herself out, So the Rosh points out, it is true that now it makes it as a Naira Marasa, that her chosen has to join in with her father in being made for her Nadarim, but he says that's not really what we mean by Maskas, Satsum, and Rosh Hosavia. Rather, he says it's more the fact that it's the first stage of it. The first stage of marriage, after all, is Kedushin. It's the beginning of the process of her removing herself from his Rosh Hos. So Avia Vloihi, therefore, it takes only her father, not her, because you would say, in effect, that her father doesn't really want to give the shus for that to happen without his permission. So therefore, that's why Rav Yechon would say, even the Chachamim would agree that she can't receive her own Kiddushin. In effect, in other words, the Chazon Ish explains, basically, that, what we're saying over here, in other words, is the Torah gives a father certain rights over his daughter. One of them is the right to receive her Kiddushin, and within that is also that she can't get married without his das. So, as opposed to by Gerushin, since we assume, based on the logic we just said, that the father is not makbid because she comes back to his rishus, so therefore we assume that the Torah never gave him that source in the first place, that he's the exclusive right, the one to receive her Gerushin. And even Rabbi Hoda is only saying on the grounds that you can't have two people who have a yad over the same person at the same time. So that explains Rav Yochanan's understanding of the Chachamim. Meanwhile, we said, again, Rish Lakish says that no, the Chachamim would say the same thing. They say by Gerushin, as they say by Kiddushin, that in both cases, the Chachamim would hold that she can receive her own, or the father can receive it on her behalf, and Rabbi Yehuda would say only the father. Okay, so the Gemara asks, though, on this explanation of Rav Yossi Rav Chanina, what is Rav Yechanan explaining Rav Yechanan's opinion? He's saying the basic difference is, are you talking about something that brings her into the father's rishus or something that takes her out of the father's rishus? Well, the Gemara says, Vare Maimer, consider the matter of Maimer when a Yevama, so we've learned extensively in Yevamas that midaraisa, you don't need kedushin with a yevama. All you need is yevama yavay aleha. But midrabanan, you need kedushin, and those kedushin are called maimer. So let's consider demaskas atzma mirshus aviyah. That also takes her out of her father's rishus. So again, let's assume that she was an almonim and an erusin, and she's still that her first chasen had passed away during the erusin, and now she's an almona, and now she needs yibum with one of his brothers. And the Ritva adds, when you think about it, up until the same way as we say by regular Kiddushin, that the father would have the ability to get paid by somebody else to be Mekadosh her, and the father could receive that payment and decide she should be Mekadosh to him. Okay, we learned at the beginning of the parak, it's not ideal. He should wait until she says, but the fact is, Bahalocha, he has the ability to be Mekadosh her whether she likes it or not, when she's a Ketana or when she's a Naira. The same way over here by Yibum, the father can see, after all, the Pashtos had many brothers, any of whom could do Yibum, and the father could approve, whether with monetary payment or whether with not, that one of the other ones should marry her. Now, when the one of them does Maimer, then he prevents that from happening. So therefore, and also in a certain sense, it takes her out of the father's Rishus. So, Ma'kas, Atzim, Rishus, Aviyah, Utnan, yet we learn in a Mishnah in Yevamos, when it comes to a katana where she still she was in Erosin and then her chosin passed away, so you can only do maima with her only with the das of her father, Bahan Naira, but once she becomes a Naira, then you could do maimer whether with her own das or whether with her father's das, Mashenkin Bekidushin, which is not the case with Kiddushin. Now this name Mashenkin Bekidushin is in parenthesis because the Maharshal takes it out, for one thing, because the Gemara is using this right now as a question on Rabbi Yochanan, but if the Braisa clearly said that Kiddushin are not like that, then never mind that. We'd have a question on Rish Lakish. In any case, the point is that the Braisa is clearly saying that Maimer, you can do, once she's a Naira, you can do even without the das of her father. So therefore, so, and even though Minor is also taking her out of her father's interest. So obviously, therefore, you can't say that it's a matter of taking her or not taking her out of her father's interest and try to draw the distinction between Kiddushin and Gerushin like that, the way Rabbi Yossi Rav Hanina is understanding Rabbi Yochanan. How do we explain Rabbi Yochanan's understanding of the Chachamim? So no, Ela I Itmar Hochi Itmar. Rather, you have to say, if it was said, then it was said like this. Meaning, what did Rabbi Yossi Rav Hanina actually say to explain Rabbi Yochanan, not the way we explained it? We're going to make a different statement of Rabbi Yossi Rav Hanina. Which you find that, by the way, many, many times in the Gemara, that we had this, we had an example of this the other day when we have three different versions of a statement in the name of Rav Gidol Amarav. Many times a Chacham will say something in a very brief Lashon, and then his Talmidim, or in this case, the Stam of the Gemara, will argue what exactly he meant. So in other words, when the Gemara first says, that's Omer, when the Gemara first says, the Omer of Yosef of Chanin, in my time of the Rav Yochanan, we shouldn't think that what we have over here is an exact verbatim transcript of what Rav Yosef of Chanin said. This is the Gemara's oisteich of what he said. Now the Gemara is going to give a different oisteich of what he said. We're not necessarily going to be quoting at all the original words he said, but each time we're quoting, each time we're paraphrasing what he said. So we had a first paraphrase and that didn't work out. Now we're going to have another one. So according to that, Amar Rav Yosef Rav Chanina, in my time of the Rav Yochanan Alibed Rabbanon, why does Rav Yochanan hold that the Chachamim make this distinction? Is Kiddushin to be Daita, because Kiddushin requires her das. You can't be Mekadosh a woman without her agreeing to it. It can't happen Baal Korcha. Therefore, Aviyah V'lohi. Therefore, only her father can receive it. Therefore, when she's a Naira and she's still in her father's Rishus, then the father is the one who's machne, and therefore he's the one who would have to give the rishus, says Rabbi Yochanan. The kedushin.
Oh.
Kedushin can only happen with her das. Gerushin to Baal Korcha, as opposed to Gerushin, can happen Baal Korcha, because before Chayim Deaben Gerushim, a man could divorce his wife against her will. Therefore, Bein He or Bein Aviyah, therefore either she or her father could receive a get, because you don't need her consent. So in other words, where it doesn't require das, then it doesn't matter his das or not. It doesn't matter. The fact is, let's say she was a katana. If the husband wanted to divorce her, he wouldn't have to check with the father first. He'd just give him the get and tell him, that's it. This is your daughter's get, and that's that. So the same way, they said give to the father. So the same way now, when she's a naira, then also he can be receiving al-korcha, and it doesn't really matter. And if she's a gola herself, she can also be receiving an al-korcha. So therefore, that would explain the difference between kedushin and gerushin. Hare Mimer. Well, what about the case? Again, let's consider then the case of Mimer, which is the Kiddushin of a Yavama, Demi Daita, where also Mimer on the face of it has to take place with her das, V'katoni Bein Hi or Bein Aviyah. Yet we said, we just quoted a Braisa that said we said either she or her father could receive it as a naira. So you see you have the option of her herself receiving it without her father's das, based on the logic we just said. Anything that has to be midaita would require the das of the father. So why over here don't we need the das of the father? The answer is hosam maimer dbal kocha v'rebi. The answer is we're not talking about maimer that's being done with her consent. We are in fact talking about maimer that's being done without her consent. There's the possibility of maimer being done without her consent. V'rebi, namely, that would be specifically according to Rebbe's opinion. The Tanya, we learn in a Braisa. How oisam maimer be vimte shaloimi daita, when a Yavam does maimer with the Yavama shaloimi daita, For example, an example of that would be, let's say he throws her money and says, Hareyat Mekudeshesli, or whatever Lashon Yavam says to a Yavama. Rebbe Oymakana. Rebbe says that works for reasons that we're going to explain in a second. And therefore, so now the minor has been accomplished. And as we learned in Yavamas, now once minor has been accomplished, now if they decide not to go through with it, they don't just need, it's not just enough to have chalitza, they're going to need a get as well, midirabanan. The whole concept of mimer and then a get by Yavama is dirabanan. But yeah, they're going to require that. But chamam and loikona, whereas the chamam say that no, mimer is not kona, baal korcha, it has to be midaita.
It also helps the brothers, right?
What? So the mimer also passes her to the other brothers, right? So the chamam say that mimer baal korcha is not, doesn't work. Tosfos actually says, even according to Rebbe, we don't mean, what we do require, at least, is that you have to inform her in advance that I plan to do mimer with you. Then after that, he throws her the money or whatever, then according to Rebbe, the mimer works, and according to the Chachamim, it still doesn't. Yes. But at least he has to inform, even Rebbe would say that he has to inform her in advance. That would explain why in the Braisa we just quoted before, we said, Ketana, ein oisim ba mimer, elami da savia, why would we need, according to Rebbe, that mimer can be done by Al-Korcha, why would we need, and if she's a Ketana, then it would be by Al-Korcha of the father, then why would we say it has to be done with the das of her father? So Tosfos explains, the das of her father just means informing him that I plan to do mimer with your daughter. Not actually getting his permission, but just informing him that this is what I plan to do.
But when Bryce speaks about the father, and here we speak about her.
Right, but that's because of the difference between a Ketana and a Naira. So a Ketana, we're saying, it's only the father. We don't require her das at all. With a Naira, we require some kind of, with a Naira, that's the thing. We said before that, That's the question we're dealing with over here in the sugya. Do, in Kiddushin in general, do you require her das or only the das of her father? Now, so now what we're saying is, again, according to Rabbi Yochanan, who understands that when it comes to Kiddushin, even a Naira, you still require that her, even according to the Chachamim, that her father receive it, not her, because she doesn't yet have them. And the reason is because she's still in her father's reshus. Well, then, in that case, so we're saying Gerushin is different. It takes her out of his Rishus. What we're saying, it's not so much that it takes her out of his Rishus. We slug that up. Rather, what we're saying is Gerushin is Baal Korcha. So now we're saying Maimer, according to Rebbe, is also Baal Korcha. So therefore, so that Braisa that says that a Naira you could do Beni Das Atma, Beni Das Avia, would mean that you have to inform her, but you don't require her Das as in her consent to it. So the rule would be anything that can be done without her consent or without her father's consent, then you could do it with her. Anything where you require her consent, namely regular kiddushin, then it wouldn't work.
When he throws it to the monitor, she doesn't pick it up. She says, I'm sure.
We're talking about, let's say he throws it into her hand or whatever. But yeah,
she starts to be willing.
Actually, there is an explanation from one of the Achronim, Dvar Avraham. He says, look, how is she zoicha in the money? I mean, how is she zoicha in the money if she doesn't want it? So, and the answer is, at least she has the hana that suppose the money gets lost, she doesn't have to repay it. So that's a hana that he can be mekadesh with that. It's a chiluk, but it's a subtle chiluk, but it's still a chiluk. Anyway. So if we understand it that way, so if we understand that braisa at the top of the omud, like Rebbe, then Rabbi Yochanan's distinction, or rather Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Chanina's distinction to explain Rabbi Yochanan the difference between something that's Baal Korcho or something that's Midaita, then it works out. So let's figure out my time of the Rebbe. Why does Rebbe say that Mimer can be done Baal Korcha? After all, he agrees that regular Kiddushin has to be Midaita, or if she's a Ketana or Naira, it has to be with the Das of her father. The reason is Gomer Mibia Yavama, because he learns it from the case of Bia of a Yavama. Now, when you say Goma, we don't really mean he's not actually learning it as like a limud with one of Yud Gimel Midas Shatur and Yudashis Bam. The whole concept of Mimer by Yavama is Dirabanan. What we mean is basically the Gemara often has an expression that called tokun rabbanon kein da araisa tokun. Whenever the Chachamim make a takana, then they make it as close as possible modeled on the parallel thing da araisa that they're getting it from. So here Rebbe is saying when the Chachamim made the concept of Mimer, they modeled it on the concept of Bia by Yavama. Well, therefore, ma bia divama bar kocha, that bia can take place bar kocha, and it works, as we learned in Yavamas, habal, yalivim to ben shogi, ben mimezin, etc., that he's koina. So ma bia divama bar kocha, apochanami bar kocha, the same way over here, it could be accomplished bar kocha, the mind. Virabbanan sabri, whereas the chachamim hold, yafin in the kiddushin. We have to learn from regular kiddushin, because after all, mimer is basically a type of kiddushin. So ma kiddushin demidaita, regular kiddushin has to be done with her das, afhochanami demidaita, the same way over here, the mimer has to be done with her das. So, but my commitment, what is the underlying machlokes? So, Rebbe Sovim, mili diyavama, miyavama havale lamela. Rebbe holds, if we're going to learn a din derabbanan from a parallel din deraisa, we should learn within the yavama herself. So therefore, it's more logical to learn mimer, which applies to the yavama, from bia, which applies to the yavama, and say that just like the bia of a yavama can be bar kocha, so can the mimer. But rabbanan sabri kiddushin the kiddushin havelo lemela. Whereas the chachamim hold better to learn kiddushin from kiddushin, mimer being a type of kiddushin, which is effective. Did Abbanon? So therefore, he's going to say. So therefore, they're going to say that just like regular kiddushin require her das, so does minor.
That's even the father.
So then according to that way of looking at it, so that's why we said it could be either. So we said it could be either her or her father, because it doesn't matter as long as we inform them that it's going to happen. Then we can do it. The chachamim hold we need somebody's das. Now you get into the question, then. So now, again, according to the Shlokish's understanding of the Chachamim in Machlokas earlier with Rabbi Yehuda, he would say that Maimer also can be done according to the Chachamim through her or through her father, and Rabbi Yehuda would say only through her father. Rabbi Yochanan would say that Maimer being a type of Kedushin, then the Chachamim would say the same rules applies to regular Kedushin, only her father, not her, because she's still under her father's rishus. The fact that we brought a Bryson before that said Maimer could be done ben midas of atzma, ben midas of via. We said that would be according to Rebbe, because Rebbe doesn't require any of their consent for mimer anyway. Okay, so the Gemara says,
like we spoke earlier, we do see sometimes that Naira does have certain.
Well, that's what we're trying to figure out over here. Exactly what rights does she have as far as Kiddush?
She answers her own Dandar now, right?
So as a Naira, if she's still not Mu'uresis, then only her father is still made for her Nadar. If she's a Naira Ma'urosa, then a Vio Baila, then it's her father and her Chasim together. Here we're talking about the divorce, or here we're talking about her receiving Kiddush in the first place. That was the point. First, we said, according to the Yisib of Chanina, the difference is Kiddush takes her to a certain extent out of her father's rishus, whereas Gedushin brings her back into it, but we shlugged that up. We said, no, the distinction is whether it's midaita or bal korcha, and the vote was, Kedushin can be bal korcha, Gedushin can be bal korcha, Kedushin has to be midaita, or with das of somebody at least, and Maimon, we said, is a machlokas, Rebbe and Machachamim.
And this Naira business is only 6 months, right?
It's only 6 months. After that, she's a begeris, then for sure she's out of her father's rishus. Even though she's living at home. Okay. In fact, it seems logical to understand the Braisa of the way Rabbi Yochanan is explaining it, that that the Chachamim would say in the original Braisa that we quoted about Kedushin versus Gerushin, to say that the Chachamim would say that by Kedushin that she can't receive her own kedushin at all, only her father could. It's logical to say that explanation of his is actually there's two different ways that we showed him have of explaining this line to become a tirat to Rabbi Yochanan. Do we mean the way Rabbi Yochanan, meaning Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Chanina, had explained Rabbi Yochanan the brayse at the top of the Amud about Maimer being bal korcha or midaita, or do we mean Rabbi Yochanan's original explanation of the original Braisa that we brought, or actually the original Mishnah that we brought, that the Chachamim agree with Rabbi Yehuda when it comes to Kiddushin, and they only disagree with him as far as Gerushin. Anyway, it's logical to say that way, Mitkatoni Sefer Mashenkin B'Kiddushin, because after all, the Braisa continues, which is not like that with Kiddushin. So therefore, we see that there's a difference between, so therefore the Braisa is drawing a difference between Maimur and Kiddushin. So either that allows us to say that that Braisa at the top of the Omer is appointed Rebbe, and therefore he would say Kiddushin are different, because Kiddushin, you do have to be, Kiddushin, you obviously can't learn from Bia of a Yavama, therefore they have to be done Midaita. Or that we say that going back to the original machlokas of Yehuda and the Chachamim, the very fact that the Braisa had said Mashenkin the Kiddushin supports Rabbi Yochanan's understanding of the original mission. Ela name a tevit yufta de Rishlokish, but does that mean now that we have a contradiction on Rishlokish, because the Braisa is clearly saying that Maimer could be done either through her or through her father when she's a Naira, but not Kiddushin? And that, but not Kiddushin, is clearly against Rish Lakish, because Rish Lakish is saying that by Kiddushin also it can be either she or her father, according to the Chachamim. The answer is Amalach Rish Lakish, Homani Rabbi Yehudi. No, because you could say that the Braisa at the top of the Amud is not according to the Chachamim. It could be according to Rabbi Yehuda. Again, he had said in the original Mishnah that you can't have two Yadayim that are Zoicha in the get at the same time. It has to be either the father and her. It's one or the other. And therefore, in other words, that he would say when the Torah gives the father the right to receive a get on behalf of his daughter, it doesn't augment her, doesn't increase that you have her as well as him. It means he replaces her in that. So fine, then the Braisa at the top of the Amud saying that Kiddushin is not like that, it can't be Midas Atzma or Midas Abia, Rish Lakish would say that's like Rabbi Yehuda. Well, E Rabbi Yehuda, Mashenkin be Kiddushin, Mashenkin be Girushin, mi Barilei. Then according to Rabbi Yehuda, why would it say Mashenkin be Kiddushin? It should say Mashenkin be Girushin, because the original Machlokas of Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim is in connection with Girushin. So the Braisa should tell us that, look, you know what, you would say like this, by Kiddushin, there's less of a Kiddush, because Kiddushin, again, has to be Midaita, so therefore, Rabbi Yehuda would say the Das, in this case, means her father's Das, rather than her own. By Gerushin, there'd be a bigger Kiddush, even though Gerushin can be done by Al-Korcha, and therefore, in that sense, it's more similar to Maimer, at least according to Rebbe, nevertheless, it's still, by Maimer, either she or her father could receive it, and by Gerushin not. So why doesn't, so if the Braisa is according to Yehuda, why does it say Mashenkin be Gerushin? And the answer is Einochanami. You're right. It could have said that it's not like that with Gerushin. But I did a ton of Maimer, the dummy of the Kiddushin, because the Braisa started off by talking about Maimer, and Maimer has a certain similarity, has more of a similarity to Kiddushin than to Gerushin. Maimer is, after all, a type of Kiddushin. Tonanami Mashenkin b'Kiddushin, so therefore it would say Mashenkin b'Kiddushin, but it is true that there would be a greater Chiddush if you had mentioned Gerushin, but they were talking about Maimer, and therefore it's more natural to contrast it with Gerushin, with Kiddushin. Okay. So then the question is, Rabbi Yehuda, so if we're going to understand it like that, if we're going to say that the Braisa at the top of the Amud is according to Rabbi Yehuda, which is how Rish Lakish has to understand it in order to not be contradicted by it, then you have to ask, then Rabbi Yehuda Maishna Maimer, then Taka, what would be the difference according to him that Maimer can be accomplished with a Naira either through herself or through her father, whereas according to Rabbi Yehuda, according to Rish Lakish's understanding of Rabbi Yehuda, and actually really according to Rabbi Yochanan's as well, both when it comes to both Kiddushin, regular Kiddushin, and Gerushin, it would be only her father. Because even Rabbi Yochanan is saying that both the Chachamim and Rabbi Yehuda agree by Kiddushin. Rish Lakish is saying the Chachamim disagree by Kiddushin, but they definitely agree by Gerushin. Let me rephrase that. Everybody agrees that Rabbi Yehuda would say by Gerushin, says clearly in the Mishnah that we quoted before, that Rabbi Yehuda says by Gerushin only her father can receive it, not her. So we said, then we were arguing, what about by Kiddushin? Rish Lakish would say that Rabbi Yehuda holds the same way by Kiddushin, and Rabbi Yochanan says not only does Rabbi Yehuda hold the same way by Kiddushin, but so do the Chachamim. Well then, in the Braisa top of the Amud, why Taka, would there be a difference when it comes to Maimer? If we're going to say that this Braisa is like Rabbi Yehuda, then why would we say that Kiddushin are different than Maimer in that regard, and that Maimer can be done either through her or through her father? So Maishna Maimer, what would be the difference with Maimer? And Tosfos says, in other words, if you're going to say that why would it be different than Gerushin? You're going to say because Maimah can be done by Al-Korcha, like we just said, according to Rebbe, well, Gerushin can also be done by Al-Korcha. So why would there be the difference? The difference is Hoyol of Skuka of Oimedis. The difference is when it comes to Maimah, because there's already a Zika. She already is tied to this Yavam in a certain sense because her husband passed away. So the Maimah is not really making a new Kinyan. It's only completing the Kinyan that already existed before. So therefore you could say that it has more validity to be done even through her herself. But you want to start a whole new Kinyan that never existed before, or a whole new Gerushin that didn't exist before, then Rabbi Yehuda is going to say with a Naira, it has to be through her father. So the Gemara says, Hashka de'osis lahachi. You know what? Now that you've come to that answer, now that you're using that answer to explain Rish Lakish, then you could also use it, Rabbi Yochanan Nami le'tik shalach mi'ikra. Then we can actually go back to our original explanation of Rabbi Yochanan. So again, the flow of the sugya was, we tried to explain Rabbi Yochanan, why Rabbi Yochanan would say that the Chachamim make a distinction between Gerushin and Kiddushin. We started saying, Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Chanina had said, because Gerushin bring her into the father's Rishus, and Kiddushin take her out of it. But we slugged that up, because we said Maimah is different. And therefore, we had to present a different possibility that Rabbi Yochanan would say there's a difference between something that can be done, Baal Korcha versus Midaita. Now we can go back to that original answer. We can say there is a valid reason to make the distinction between Maimer and anything else. The Rabbi Yochanan Nami, like Tikshulach Me'ikra, you don't have the original question on Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Chanina's understanding of Rabbi Yochanan, Shiny Maimer, Hoyul Skoka by Medes, because again, you could say Maimer is you're talking about something that already partially existed before, because there was already a Zika from before, and therefore you could say it's not really taking her out of her father's Rishus so much. All you're doing is completing something that already started. So therefore, you could draw the distinction between that and regular Kiddushin and regular Gerushin, and that distinction between Mafkas Atzma Mirashus Aviyah, taking her out of her father's Rishus, versus bringing her into her father's Rishus, is still valid. When it's not only that it's bringing her into her, so when it's bringing her into her father's Rishus, or when it's taking her out of her father's Rishus, but something where she was already, in a certain sense, out of her father's Rishus, because the Kinyan already began from before, through the Zika, then the Chachamim are going to say that it can be done through her or through her father. But when it comes to regular Kiddushin, we're starting a whole new Kinyan to take her out of her father's Rishus, then not. So therefore, we could, after all, use that answer of Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Chanina. Okay. Now, let's further discuss this point of Rabbi Yochanan and Rish Lakish. Tanan, we said in our Mishnah, Ha'ish v'kaddish es bitik she naira, a man can receive kiddushin on behalf of his daughter when she's a naira, boy uvishlochai, either he directly, or he can appoint a shliach for that purpose. So, the implication seems to be, boy uvishlochai ein, it seems that only he or his shliach can do it, boy uvishlochai, it sounds like the Mishnah is implying that she herself, or a shliach that she wants to send on her own behalf to receive the kiddushin, it sounds like it wouldn't work. And we showed him, explain in other words, that the Mishnah, if we didn't mean that deal, then the Mishnah should have said something like that he can accomplish, that he can be Mekadosh's daughter through his shliach. Or the Mishnah could have said something like boy v'shluchai uvah beloy v'shlucha, that she could receive her own kiddushin, but her shliach can't. The fact that it doesn't say any of those lashonis implies that neither she nor her shliach can receive kiddushin without her father's das. So isn't that then a contradiction? Isn't that then a contradiction on Rish Lakish? Because according to Rish Lakish, the Chachamim at least would say that she could receive her own kiddushin.
Because Zika.
Now, not Zika, because regular kiddushin we're talking about. Our Mishnah had said, Ha'ish Mekadosh es bitoy, boy v'shluchai. So we're saying the implication is, when she's a Naira, only the father or his shliach can do it, she herself cannot, and her shliach cannot. Now, according to Rabbi Yochanan, fine, our Mishnah is like the Chachamim, as we would expect it to be. Therefore, the Chachamim are saying, Gerushin, she can receive her own get, but Kiddushin, as a Naira, she can't receive her own Kiddushin. But according to the Shlokish, that the Chachamim say the same rules by Gerushin apply by Kiddushin, that just like the Naira can receive her own get the same way she can receive her own Kiddushin, then shouldn't the Mishnah be implying that either she or her Shliach can receive the Kiddushin, regular Kiddushin, not Maimer? So that's you up to the Shlokish. So the answer is Amalach Shlokish Hal Nami Rabbi Yehuda. You would answer that our Mishnah is also only according to Rabbi Yehuda. And Rabbi Yehuda, yeah, definitely says that only the father can receive the get. And the Shlokish is saying Rabbi Yehuda is saying the same thing by Kiddush.
And what would you hold by get?
So by get, he said clearly in the Mishnah that only her, that he said Ein Shtei Yadayim Zeches Ka'achas. Only the father can receive her get on her behalf. Yeah.
But Kiddushin.
So Kiddushin, Rish Lakish is saying, Rabbi Yochanan hold, Kiddushin, Rish Lakish is saying that Rabbi Yehuda holds the same way. Also, that only her father can receive the Kiddushin. Very well. Or Mishnah then would be only influence of Rabbi Yehuda. It's true, Rish Lakish says, the Chachamim would disagree with what it says in our Mishnah. But the question is, Mimatis Mukmas Lakir Rabbi Yehuda, how could you say that our Mishnah goes like Rabbi Yehuda? Fine, no, that's not the problem. We have every so often that we'll say a Mishnah is like a Das Yachid. That's not the big question. The question is that that's going to be contradicted by the implication of the next Mishnah. Often the Gemara will assume that all the Mishnayos in one parent, at least all the ones that are on the same topic, come from the same Tanna. Unless we find reason to say otherwise. So Hakhani Sefer. We learn in the Sefer, which means the next Mishnah, and Daf Mem Vav. Now we know Kiddushin requires a Shavah Prutah. We learned in the first parak, you have Machlokas B'Shama B'Siddel about that. And the Halacha is like the Siddel, as it usually is, that you need only a Prutah. So, but a man says to a woman, be Makudish to me with this date, this individual date. Then he says again, Skadshli B'Zu. Then he gives her another one and says, be Makudish to me with this one. And the question, and the Mishnah says that that doesn't work unless any individual date is worth a Prutah. We wouldn't say that all of them combined together for Kiddushin. We would rather say, rather the Mishnah is telling us that it doesn't work unless any one of them individually is a Shavah Prutah, as opposed to the Mishnah goes on to talk about other examples where we can combine together all the dates and say that it does work. So Vamrinan, so now we learn in the Gemara there on Daf Mem Vav, Man Tane Skadshi Skadshi, which Tane is it that says that just saying Skadshi for each one is considered to be a separate act of Kiddushin individually, as opposed to saying, in other words, the Mishnah, the implication is, what if he had said Skadshi Vizu or Vizu? What if he hadn't repeated the word Skadshi? What if he said Vima Kodesh to me with this one and with this one? The Tana of that Mishnah apparently understands that that would be a valid Kiddushin, because then it means he means with all the dates together. And all of them are a Shavah Prutah. So, V'omer Rabba, Rab Shimon, and Rabba says that's according to Rab Shimon. The Omar, where he says, in connection with a din of Shavuos. Now you have the case of Asham Gzelos, where the case of Asham Gzelos that we say in morning davening is, for example, a person owes money, a person has claimed money by somebody else, and he swears falsely that he doesn't owe it, whether it's a pikadon, whether it's a debt, whether it's a mitziah, whatever. The Torah at the end of Parashas Vayikra lists a number of possible cases. Anyway, later on, when he admits, then he would have to bring a korban asham, and he pays a keren v'choymish to the person that he was going to defraud. So now, what happens if you have a bunch of people together come to him and say, each of us deposited a pikadon with you, where is that pikadon? Now, what if he says a shrua? So now, if he were to say a shrua that I don't owe you, Ruven, and a shim, and a shrua that I don't owe you, Shimon, and so forth, and obviously each of them is a separate shrua. What if he says a shrua that I don't owe you, Ruven, or you, Shimon, or you, Levi? Is that considered a separate shrua for each one, or therefore you need a separate korban asham for each one, or would it be considered one big shrua? So Rabbi says, Rab Shimon, just like Rab Shimon would say, Ad Shigem a Shavua l'cholacha v'echad, Rab Shimon would say, when is he chayev a separate Shavua? Only if he says the word Shavua individually for each one. But on the other hand, if he were to say Shavua that I don't owe you or you or you, then he would be chayev only one korban, says Rab Shimon. You have, by the way, different Gersois and Rashi over here. You have different Gersois over here in Rashi. What exactly would be the case? What about if he says, a Shavua that I don't owe you that, what if he says a shvu I don't owe you, 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 or what if he says a shvu I don't owe you, and you, and you, when would we say maybe that that would be considered a coincidence of Yehuda, which we're going to talk about now, separate shvuas, and when not? So you have the Maharshal and the Maharshal argue what exactly the Girsa is in Rashi. In any case, Reb Shimon says that you have to say individually a shvua for each one. Which the Gemara there in, the Gemara there in Shavuos explains, you have a discussion about Meroyim over there, why that should be so, and what exactly are the cases where Reb Shimon would say that. Anyway, the point is, Rabba is explaining that, you have to say Shavuos for each one, the same way by here, by the Kedushin and Daf Mem Vav, it would have to be that he says Iskadshi with each individual date in order for them to be considered separate Kedushin. And on the other hand, Rabbi Yehuda disagrees with that. So we see that the Mishnah, so we see that the Tana of the Mishnah on Daf Mem Vav is Rabbi Shimon. So what are you telling me that the Tana of our Mishnah on Daf Mem Dalet, which we're assuming that these two Mishnayos are from the same Tana, is going to be Rabbi Yehuda? So the Vahitema Kula Rabbi Yehuda, you're going to answer maybe both Mishnayos are like Rabbi Yehuda over Prati Savalak Rabbi Shimon. You can answer that maybe when it comes to this concept of Pratim, maybe when it comes to this Iskadshi or Shvua, he would agree with Rabbi Shimon in that. Can't. Does he hold that? Vahatanya, we learn in a Braisa, Zachlal, the general rule is, Kolal, if he includes everybody in the one shvur, he says a shvur that I don't owe Reuven, Shimon, Levi, Yehuda, then ain't chayiv al achas, then he's chayiv only one korban, porach, but if he specifies an individual shvur for each one, a shvur for that I don't owe Reuven, shvur I don't owe Shimon, etc., then he's chayiv individually a korban for each one, give it a mayor, that's how the mayor says it. And you have a discussion about Meroyim, Meir, and Shavuos, what exactly the Meir would consider a klal and what exactly he'd consider a prat. You have the chulkas there of Rabbi Yechon and Rish Lakish, but anyway. Rabbi Yehuda says no. Shavua loy lacha, loy lacha, loy lacha. If he says a Shavua not to you, not to you, not to you, that's also considered a separate Shavua for each one. Chayev, akalachas vachas, he's chayev for each one individually. But if he had said loy lacha v'loy lacha, then it would be only one shvur, because then it means the shvur lacha, the vavs are tying them together, says Rabbi Yehuda, and he would say therefore that it's considered one big shvur for all of them. So we see according to Rabbi Yehuda, you don't necessarily need to say shvur individually for each one. Just saying shvur loy lacha, loy lacha, loy lacha is enough to make them chayiv individually for each one. And the Mishnah continues, Rabbi Eliezer Omer, loy lacha, v'loy lacha, v'loy lacha, shvua. If he says, not you, not you, not you, shvua, chayev akalachas v'achas, then he would be chayev individually for each one, as opposed to if he had said shvua, loy lacha, loy lacha, v'loy lacha. So Rabbi Eliezer is going to draw a distinction between whether he says the word shvua at the beginning or at the end. And Rav Shimon Omer la'olam ani chayev ad sheyav shvur l'chalach ha'bechad. And Rav Shimon says he's never chayev an extra korban unless he says the actual word shvur to each one. So you would have to say shvur to you, shvur to you, shvur to you. So we see clearly that Rabbi Yehuda disagrees, because Rabbi Yehuda says as long as he said shvur loy l'cha, loy l'cha, loy l'cha, then he's chayev individually for each one. So obviously he doesn't hold like Rav Shimon. Therefore, we would assume he doesn't hold like Rav Shimon in the matter of his skadshili either, where he says his skadshili bizu, his skadshili bizu, where the implication is if he said his skadshili bizu, 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 then the Mishnah seems to be implying that would be a valid kedushin, because all the dates together add up to a pruta, and evidently, the same way as Rabbi Yehuda disagrees by Shavuos, he would disagree in that case. So that means, in other words, the Mishnah and Daf Mem Vav can't be like Rabbi Yehuda. And therefore, our Mishnah at the beginning of the parak also can't be like Rabbi Yehuda. So we're back to the question: How does Rish Lakish understand our Mishnah in a way that is not going to contradict him? Given that our Mishnah says that the Tana herself, that the Mishnah is implying that the Tana can't receive her own kedushin, whereas according to Rish Lakish's understanding of the Chachamim, a Tana could receive her own kedushin. So no, Ela Kula Reb Shimon. The answer is rather, we're going to say that our Mishnayos, the first Mishnah, our Mishnah at the beginning of our parak, and the Mishnah on Daf Mem Vav are both going to be according to Reb Shimon. Over Shlichus, Savalach Rabbi Yehuda, when it comes to the matter of Shlichus, that the Naira can't be Makadish herself, who send a Shliach for the purpose, in that he holds like Rabbi Yehuda, the Ein Shtei Yadayim Zeichus Kachas. See, you can still make it work according to the Shlichus. Okay. So the Gemara tells a story of what happened, how they finally decided the halacha between Rabbi Yochanan and Rish Lakish in this regard. Reb Asi lo ola be medrash. One time Reb Asi didn't make it to the base medrash. Ash bechelet Reb Zera. Later on he met up with Reb Zera. Omale mai omar ha'idna be medrash. What did they teach today? What chidushim came up today in the base medrash? Omalei, afa no loy ayil. So Reb Zera says, I actually didn't go in either. Reb Ovin hu da ayil, but Reb Ovin was in there. He was in the Beis Medrash. But Omar, and afterwards, he told me, chavrusa kula k'Reb Yechanan. All the chachamim in the Beis Medrash all agreed with Reb Yechanan that a naira, as long as her father is alive, cannot receive her own kiddushin. Not like Rish Lakish that saying that according to the chachamim she could. But sovach Rish Lakish ki kruchya. Rish Lakish was yelling out like a kruchya. A kruchya is a bird, in English it's called a crane, that has a very loud call. So Rish Lakish is calling out loudly. What happened? The yatz of a hoysa, the pasuk said, we have the hekesh of gerushin to kiddushin. So the same rules that apply to one have to apply to the other. If the chachamim hold that when it comes to gerushin, a girl, a naira, should be able to receive her own get, they have to necessarily hold the same thing by kiddushin, that she can receive her own kiddushin. Beleka, the ashtach bey, but nobody paid any attention to him and said that in fact, we could make the distinction between gerushin and kiddushin. It is true, of course, we do have that hekesh, and we use it for many other areas in halacha. Nevertheless, the fact is, they found a reason to say that there is a distinction, because again, you have the difference of what can be done ba'al korcha versus midaita. And after all, Tosfos also points out, even Rish Lakish agrees that there are cases where the hekesh doesn't apply. What if you have, for example, if the Chachamim are saying that if she has das lishmeres gita, then as a ktana, then already she can be divorced by idei atzma, she herself can receive her get. On the other hand, by kiddushin, they certainly don't hold that a ktana can be mekodesh without her father's consent. So even Rish Lakish has to agree that there's a certain distinction that we don't always say the yatz of ha'isa. That is why when he's yelling out over here, what happened to the yatz of ha'isa? They didn't pay attention to him, and they still all agreed with Rabbi Yechanan.
Was he in the Beis Medrash from
the Rish Lakish was in the Beis Medrash, that's the thing. So Omalei, but Reb Asi asked Reb Zera, Reb Ovin bar Samchu, is Reb Ovin somebody reliable that you can rely on him to accurately tell us over what happened in the Beis Medrash, that the Chachamim said this way and that everybody disagreed with Rish Lakish? So he answers, Ein kemini yamala tigni. Yes, it's because like the way when you have out of the sea and into the frying pan, meaning Rashi explains, it's an expression. Imagine you have, for example, somebody catches a fish and immediately puts it, you already have the pan is preheating on the stove, and you right away put the fish in. The same way, the oven came out of the Beis Medrash and right away told me what happened over there. So therefore, there's no possibility that he forgot or that he forgot anything. Tosfos gives a different explanation from Rabbi Hanano. Yama and Tigni are two places, one very close to the other. Meaning, you have to imagine, in other words, Tosfos says, a person might, for example, a person might lie about something that happened far away. You have the expression, a person might lie about something that's far away because he's going to say, you know what, somebody is not going to come from there so fast to contradict me. But when you're from Yama to Tigni, for example, where they're right next door, nobody's going to lie about such a thing because you can easily be confuted by somebody else. The same way, an oven is not going to be full, is not going to be misinterpreting or whatever, anything that was said in the Beis Medrash, because he knows that I, Reb Zera, can right away go in there and check with the other Chachamim, and therefore we can assume that what he said was completely accurate. So the Gemara finishes off. Omer Reb Nachman Yitzchak, and no lawyer of Oven Reb Chia, when I tell over this whole story and this statement that they agreed with Reb Yechanan, I'm not saying it was Reb Oven Reb Chia, the lawyer of Oven Bar Kahana, or that it was Reb Ovin bar Kahana, who were both Chachamim, who were known to be in Eretz Yisrael, in Reb Yechanan's Beis Medrash at that time, Ela Reb Ovin Stam, rather just plain Reb Ovin. And the Gemara says, L'mai Nafkamina, L'mirma Didei Adidei. The Nafkamina would be, if you want to point out a contradiction between the statement of Reb Ovin and something else that you find Reb Ovin says, you're not going to be able to say that it's a contradiction because they might be two different Reb Ovins. In fact, Hamakna points out earlier in the Masechta, there is a statement which, if we analyze it carefully, comes out to contradict this one. And still we see, though, we can say that was one Reb Ovin, this is a different one. Why would we assume Bechlal that why is Reb Asi even asking whether you can rely on him? You don't ask that when any other Chacham says over anything. Jonas sort of showing him makes a very interesting point. These two Chachamim, Rav Ovin Rav Chiya and Rav Ovin Bar Kahana, were both, they were contemporaries. They were probably, it seems, about the same age. Rav Ovin Bar Chiya, we know that a Medrash tells us he passed away very young. He passed away at age 28 when Rav Yochanan was still alive, and Rav Yochanan set a hesped on him that he accomplished more in Torah in his 28 years, more than most people could accomplish in 100 years. So therefore, the vote would be, now Rish Lakish passed away a few years before Rav Yochanan. Here Rish Lakish was still there, as we see in the story. Therefore, this Rav Ovin Rav Chiya, at least Rabun Rav Chiya, the Yerushalmi calls him, must have been very young. He could have been only a teenager or something. So therefore, Rav Asi asking, somebody so young, can you really rely on him? In fact, the Yerushalmi, when it tells over the story in the same, in the parallel story over there, it says it's not that we're relying on him, but it's kimin yamala tigni, like it says over here. In other words, it's true. Based on his age, normally you wouldn't rely on him to paskin something like that, but because it was kimin yamala tigni, because he right away came out of this medrash and recorded it, even though he's so young, therefore we can rely on what he's saying. So now, Rav Nachman Yitzchak is saying, whichever one of them it was, where it seems both of them were teenagers at the time, either way it works because they came and reported it right away. Okay. Now, Bami Neirah,
we have a...
So therefore, that's it. The halacha is like Rav Yochanan in this, that a Naira cannot receive her own Kedushin as long as her father is alive. Her father has to receive it on her behalf.
And
Gerushin, we said, there's Machlokas, Rav Yehuda and the Chachamim. The halacha is like the Chachamim that she can receive her own get.
And Maimer is a separate thing.
Maimer is different. So Maimer, we said that Maimer is already a Zika, therefore, therefore she could receive.
Everyone agrees that she could.
So then, as we said, we discussed it back and forth. We said Rebbe would say that it can be Shalom Midaita, even. The Chum say it has to be Midaita, but nevertheless, yeah. Okay. Bomine Rav Mirab Nachas. Naira Maushatasa Shliach Lakabu Gitum Yad Baila. Can a Naira appoint a Shliach to receive a get from her husband? Given that we just established that according to the Chachamim, she can receive her own get, can she also appoint a shliach for the purpose? Do we say ki yad avi adamya or ki chotzer avi adamya? Fundamentally, is the fact that she is able to receive her own get, is she doing it as though she was her father's yad or as though she's her father's chotzer? Because in other words, we would say that as soon as she receives the get in her hand, it's as though it went into her father's chotzer. And a person's chotzer is kind for him. If you say kiyada via damya, then you could say ma via mashavi shliach, afinami mashavi shliach. If you say she's considered like her father's yad, then fine, her father can appoint a shliach, so can she. But maybe not. Kachatzara via damya, maybe she's only considered like her father's chotzer, but ad demati gitali yodol and megarsha. So only if the get reaches her own hand, only then is it in her father's chotzer, and only then is she divorced, not before that. So the Gemara asks, from me, Mesakbele the Rava, does Rava really have a suffix on that? Vaha Amar Rava, Kos of Get, V'nosne Yad Avda, we learned in Gittin, that if a husband wrote a get for his wife, and he put it into her Eved's hand, with the idea being that when it's in the Eved's hand, she should be Zoycha in it, and she's divorced through that. Yoshin umashamarte hareza get. If the Eved is sleeping and she's watching him, then it is a valid get because now it's a chotzer amshtameras ladaita. The Eved is considered like a chotzer and she's watching him with her das, so therefore that works. Neir ain't a get, but if the Eved is awake, then it's not a get because then it's not mishtameras shaloimi, then it's not mishtameras ladaita because the Eved has a das of his own. So neir amai ain't a get. Now, why would it not work when the Eved is awake? Because the chotzer that's being guarded without her das, the Eved is guarding himself. He doesn't need her das to guard it.
But so therefore, it's not her Eved.
It is her Eved, but nevertheless, the fact is, he's holding on to the get. And it's his own das that's watching the get. A chotzer is something that has no das of its own, and the balabas himself is the one who decides when should this chotzer be open, when should it be closed, or whatever. As opposed to an Eved has a das of his own. So when he's sleeping, it's different. He doesn't have das. Which, by the way, the Gemara there in Gittin points out that Rava over there made, that there's another condition, according to Rava, that's needed for the get to be valid. The Eved also has to be tied up, so he can't move. Otherwise, you have a different issue over there that the Gemara had discussed. Chotzer hamahalachas. You have a chotzer that's able to walk independently, and that's also not kosher, just like a regular chotzer is not able to walk.
So then, sleeping,
no, but so even when he's sleeping, you would still have, because at any time he could wake up and walk by himself. So therefore, the Gemara ends up explaining over there that it has to be kofus over here. Here, the Gemara is not mentioning that point, and Rishonim discuss, does our Gemara disagree with that one in Gittin, or maybe the Gemara is not getting into that level of detail, because right now it's not important for our purposes to discuss this matter of chotzer amalachas. Anyway, the point is, if you're going to tell me that the daughter, that the Naira is able to receive the get as her father's sponsor, so how would it work? It wouldn't work even when she did receive the get, to have because you have the same problem as the Eved, that she herself is watching the get, the father's das doesn't come into the picture. So therefore, it's a Rava himself who says that point, that you can't give a get to the Eved when he's awake. He, by the same token, he would say you can't give a, if you're going to say that it's like a chotzer, then you can't give it to the daughter while she's awake either. So therefore, why is he even asking the question to the Nachman?
She's also considered a chotzer mahalach.
That's where, of course, she's mahalach, so she's able to walk, right? But if we're saying she's a chotzer. Again, if we say no, that she's her father's yad, then it's different. The Eved is not the yad of his owner. He's the chotzer of his owner. So therefore, that's different. But here, why is Rava even asking whether she's a yad or whether she's a chotzer? Isn't it very obvious that she's the yad? Otherwise, Rava would be consistent with what he says, with what he says over there, and say it wouldn't work. Rather, we have to say it's poshut. Rava knows for a fact that she's considered like her father's yad. But hachi coming by, right? Rava's question rather is like this: Mi alima ki yadavia? Does she have the strength like her father's yad l'shavi ishliach that she herself should be able to appoint a shliach independently? Oiloi, maybe yes, she's considered like her father's yad, but maybe she doesn't have the strength to actually be the ability to actually make a shliach of her own. So that would be the question. And Omalei, ein oisa shliach, so Rav Nachman answers him that no, she cannot make a shliach, because yes, she is her father's yad, but not strong enough to be able to make a shliach of her own. And basically, the Ramban gives an explanation that she's like a shliach, that the Torah appoints her as a shliach, because the Torah understands the father would not be makbid, because after all, she's returning to his reshus, like we learned before in Rabbi Yosef ben Chanina's statement, but to go to the extent of being able to make a shliach without his consent, that not. Eistei, however, then Rava asks on Rav Nachman. We learn in a Mishnah in Gittin, Ketana she'omer iskabel ligiti, if a Ketana says to a shliach, receive my get from me, ain't a get, then it's not a valid get, ad she'agia get liyoda, unless the get reaches her herself, because she can't appoint a shliach, she being a Ketana. So the shliach, in effect, becomes just a shliach halacha. We learned in Gittin, you have a shliach halacha and you have a shliach kabbalah. You have a shliach halacha who's appointed by the husband to deliver the get to the wife. So he stands in place of the husband. Fine, the husband being a gadol, he can appoint a shliach for the purpose. The wife usually is able to appoint a shliach kabbalah, where when that shliach receives the get, it's considered in her place and the get takes effect. But she being a tana, she can't do that. Therefore, the shliach that she sent becomes only a shliach halacha, and he has to give the get to her in order for it to take effect. But the implication, Hon Naira Hareza Get. The implication seems to be that if she's a Naira, it would work. Well, according to what you're saying, Rav Nachman, it shouldn't work anyway because she can't appoint a Shliach. So the answer is, Hoch Maiskin and Trein La'ab. Fine, you're talking about Bishain La'ab. Fine, you're talking about that Mishnah. It's talking about where her father is already dead. Or where she's already in a sewer where her father is out of the picture. So, Eisvei, but Rava says, Hamid Katani Sefer, but look at the Sefer of that Mishnah. It continues, Im Omer Avihot Sefer Kabel Git Babiti, if the father says to the Shliach, go and receive the get for my daughter, meaning that he's making him a Shliach Kabbalah, Im Rotza Baal Lachzer Boi Lo Yachzer, then the husband, after giving the get, cannot change his mind, because at that point, it's already a Shliach Kabbalah, and the get has taken effect, and as soon as the Shliach received it.
Because
the father is the one who told him to be a shliach, and the father has the ability to appoint a shliach, and he's a shliach kabbalah, therefore, and as soon as he receives the gift, it takes effect. So we see clearly that the Mishnah is talking about a case where the father is alive. Miklal the Reisha, but Yesh La'ava Skinan, doesn't that imply that in the Reisha also she has a father?
has to be both. The Rosh Hashanah has to be the same.
It's Pashtus. We would assume the Reisha and the Sefer are the same case, with the exception of the detail that we're saying. The Mishnah seems to be just drawing a distinction between whether she appointed the Shliach where it doesn't work as a Shliach Kabbalah versus where her father appointed it where it does work. But other than that, it seems to be otherwise, the Mishnah is not going to just tell us a bunch of random cases, so therefore we have to assume it's the same case. But the answer is no. Surin Masura, the Mishnah we can say is missing words, but Hachi Katani, what it means is like this. Katana Sha'omra Hiskabali Giti, when the Katana says, receive my get from me, ain't a get, actually a get the other, then it's not a valid get until it reaches her, because again, she can't appoint a Shliach Kabbalah. Ha Naira Hareza get, implying, like Rava had said, that yes, if it was a Naira, it would work. Bamed, Gorim Amurim, Kasha'in La'ab, when would that apply though, the distinction between a Katana and a Naira, only if she doesn't have a father. So a Katana then still is not able to appoint a Shliach. A Naira already, once her father is not in the picture anymore, then because he passed away, then she can receive her own get. And then she can not only receive her own get, she can make a Shliach. Avo Yeshla Av. But if she has a father, but Omer Aviat Seva Kabul Abiti Gita, and he tells the Shliach, go receive the get for my daughter, Veroitza Baal Lachser, and the husband wants to change his mind, Lo Yachser, then it's too late for him once he gives the get, because now it's Shliach Kabbalah. So in other words, the Mishnah is making a distinction, not all within whether her father is alive, between whether her father is alive or not, father alive or not, a Katana cannot make a Shliach, father alive, a Naira can't make a Shliach, but if a father is not alive, then the Naira could make a Shliach. So that would be the distinction the Mishnah is making. And therefore, so it is valid to say that the beginning of the Mishnah is talking about where there's no father, and therefore it still fits with what Rav Nachman says. Okay, so we'll continue tomorrow, Beis Hashem, and we'll talk about more cases of Kiddushin involving a Ketana. To what extent do you need the father's das? Sure. Okay, everyone.